Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and I will say buenos dias to you this morning.
Buenos dias.
We're in store a lot of mucho gusto for the next half hour. I have a question for you. Do you remember where you were on November 3rd, 2007?
No.
Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You were at the G&G supermarket where we were having the finals of our 20th annual listener recipe contest.
And what was the contest?
Tamales.
Oh, my goodness.
That was our tamale recipe contest.
I think that was a pretty...
Oh, it was great.
It was great.
It was great. The recipes we got for that contest was spectacular.
Do you still have those?
I do.
Oh.
Right in front of
maybe
me.
Maybe we should republish them.
I think we could.
Send $5.
Do you remember Margarita Duran from Copia?
Yeah.
Who was a culinary student over there. She ran the grand prize. Anyway, I don't want to get off track, but... Just to let you know, John and I go back a long way loving tamales.
Yeah.
And that was one of our most popular contests.
And you said, because today we're going to try a lot of tamales, that we're so lucky in our part of the world here that there are all kinds of tamales that are available. You have to kind of go seek them out. When did you start this morning?
I was hitting the road about 5 a.m. to make the, what I call, taco crawl.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, tamale crawl, and pick up tamales this morning. And one of the stops I made this morning was at a wonderful shop, which you turned me on to about 5-6 years ago. And that was Tamales Mana over on Petaluma Hill Road. And speaking with us this morning is Bill Cordell. He's one of the founding members and partners in Tamales Mana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Happy Tamale Day.
Well, thank you. You're on with me, Steve. We've chatted before, and Chef John Ash.
Yay. Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good.
We are really great. You're over at the shop this morning. I stopped there at around 6 o'clock and picked up hot tamales. Would you give us the history of how the shop began?
Yeah, sure. So, many moons ago, as you guys were describing, years ago, Lucina and Manuel were developing and improving the recipe, and they were on the streets of Santa Rosa selling hot tamales that they would slave over every morning from, starting at 3 or 4 in the morning, and they'd finally put them out at about 6 in the morning and sell until about 11 in the morning, and they did that for years, and I discovered the tamales myself a long time ago and was so impressed and just mystified by them, how they were so good. I just had to keep talking to him, and eventually we did this.
Well, it's funny because I used to be an early adoptee of Grocery Outlet. I used to shop there, and there was a tamale stand in the parking lot, and it wasn't only till years later I discovered that, oh my gosh, this was Tamales Mana, the same place that I'm going to on Petaluma Road that John Ash told me about.
It's funny when you go into the shop. There is that cart.
There's the cart too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's my neighborhood there. Yeah, definitely. And I think that's Chef John's neighborhood as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So you guys went together to open up the shop itself on Petaluma Hill Road. Was that about six years ago or so?
Yeah. I think we're in our 7th year now, but 6 years ago for sure. I have terrible memory, but we had to go this route because the tamales were so popular, and we needed the extra space to be able to make them just to do what we do. We needed a big space because everything's made by hand. I don't think we have a single can of anything in here. Everything is fresh every day, and that's kind of what my job is. I need to get out there every day and hustle to get the fresh tomatillos in, and I get the fresh chicken in every day. Because every day it's like Groundhog Day. We have to start over the next morning. There's nothing left over, you know?
Can you talk about, because the tamales that you do, the masa dough for your tamales is really different than most recipes you see.
Yeah, definitely. And that was the first thing that intrigued me was, you know, it was, again, mystifying to me. How could they do this masa that way? Because it was so moist, uh-huh. and so tender, unlike anything else that was out there. And I kept bugging them to tell me what the secret was. I said, it's got to be malto meal. I mean, that's where I was going with this. I could not figure it out. And it turns out that they've perfected a secret recipe that doesn't use manteca. So there's no lard in. Oh. So, you know, at room temperature, they don't harden up and they're not dry. These things are incredible. They're moist and, yeah. So they're just wonderful tamales.
Well, I think the only can that I see when I go into the tamales mana is maybe a soda can.
That's right. Yeah. Coke. We saw a lot of Coke right here.
I was amazed years ago when I was frequenting Roseland in the area. Maybe I'd be coming back from a late night party at 4 or 5 a.m. There would be the tamale stands selling hot tamales at 4 and 5 in the morning.
That's right. Yeah, we get out there every single morning. We're out there 7 days a week, and we saw at least 1,000 tamales, sometimes more, between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. out there. It's unbelievable. Most people don't realize that tamales are a morning food. They're not, you know, they're savory, but they're, you know, mostly they're savory, but, you know, it's a 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. thing. After that, it's time to close shop. So we're open from, you know, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m., and after that, we, you know, by then we sell out of everything, you know, and then we start fresh the next day. There's no leftovers.
So, you know, I've been in the shop, and it's always so interesting to see the assembly line there. I mean, how they're put together and all of that. It's something everybody should experience, except I guess you don't always let them in to the assembly line part of it.
Well, you know, everything's made by hand, and so they've really perfected the consistency of the masa.
Yeah.
You can spread it quickly over the corn husk. And the fillings are all, you know, we make them daily. So we're making huge, like 20-gallon, multiple 20-gallon pots of, you know, of chicken stock. And we're boiling down, for example, you know, we'll go through 40 or 60 pounds of tomatillos every day that we have to cook down. You know, and we assemble all the ingredients and we just, you know, make the tamales. It's old-fashioned. It's hard work. And I love the fact that everything is completely homemade with fresh ingredients that I buy either at the Mwali Farms or actually I buy wholesale from the Asian market next door sometimes.
Oh.
And yet we can sell these things for $3. And it's truly cheap eats on the gourmet level.
Yeah.
The quality of food for the money is just, you can't
raise the price. go to $3.25.
I just love feeding people. You know, working people deserve a cheap meal. At a gourmet level, and we can do that here, and it's amazing. And so, you know, right now we have a line out the door, and I love it, you know.
Oh, I love that. So, that you just said that working people deserve a gourmet meal too.
So absolutely. What is tell us about the sweet tamale that you have.
Well, we have a couple sweet tamales, and they're made with we have a crushed pineapple sweet tamale. We also have a tamale that's raisin, and for some reason it looks like it's a strawberry color. I can't tell you why, but they're really popular as well. We have a bunch of different flavors. You know, we've got mole chicken is really popular.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard to make though, because you know mole is so difficult to make. But you know, we have the mole chicken, green chicken, red pork. We've got jalapeno cheese, bean and cheese. That's actually my favorite.
My grandson's favorite. Beans and cheese.
Okay. That's our best seller for sure. The green,
Well, luckily I have beans and cheese. John, you can take that to the grandsons this morning when you leave the show. So I got the red chili pork. We're going to try a couple of those, the green chili chicken, the bean and cheese, the jalapeno cheese, and the sweet raisin. Unfortunately, when I was there at 6:03 this morning, the mole chicken was not quite ready. So I didn't get that. I'll have to come back for that one. So do you eat tamales, now tell the truth, every day, Bill?
Not every day, because I have to mix a hamburger in there sometimes. But I do eat at least on average a tamale a day for sure, guaranteed. And I just can't get it up. They're good for you, you know. Honestly, they're filling. They're homemade. They're pure.
And they're portable.
And they're portable too.
Yeah.
They stay hot, hotter than the surface of the sun for at least an hour. I can't believe. So.
And
you know, like as leftovers, so you can throw them in the microwave, and you can't believe how good they are out of the microwave. It's almost like they didn't spend any time out of the steamer at all, you know.
So, well, I think it's beautiful that you say that working people that are on the road at 4, 5, 6 in the morning. They don't have to settle for a convenience store, something that they just stop in and get just grab something. They can actually get a nutritious, wholesome, freshly prepared food to take with them to work.
That's 100%. Yeah, no, these guys are, you know, Amazon drivers, concrete drivers, you know, every type of tradesperson. They're all rolling through here at 6, 7 a.m., and they're getting tamales for their buddies, and we set them up. You know, they grab a little coffee, and for $10, they're out of here. No problem at all. It's great food.
They're wonderful. So you're open, what, 6 days a week, correct?
Well, we're open 6 days a week here at 1110 Petaluma Hill Road, and then and then on Sundays, we only do the cart, which is, we have a huge cart, we it's on the corner of Dutton and Apple Road next to the...
So I thought... Didn't you used to have the cart over on Dutton during the week, too? Or did
well,
you
that's
just...
what I'm saying. Yeah, we have the cart over on Dutton. It's on the corner of Dutton and Apple Road next to Jack in the Box over there. Yeah. Every day, 7 days a week, we're out there. You can count on us. Rain or shine.
The only problem is that every time I go, or often when I go there, you've run out of a particular flavor.
Yeah. We haven't figured out how to make run out of tamales at the end of the day, but also have every flavor at the same time.
Yeah.
If someone can unlock that secret for me, I'll give you $1,000.
Well, we want to encourage our listeners to patronize all our, of course, tamale vendors. We're going to be tasting those during the next 40 minutes or so. But Tamales Mana is one you don't want to miss because it's right there in Petaluma Hill Road. And if it's storming out, you don't have to stand out in the rain.
No.
You can go inside and get your fresh tamales starting at 6 a.m. And you'll see Lucina Cardona and her staff hard at work making your fresh tamales. And Bill Cordell's been part of this wonderful family operation for the last six, going on 7 years. Bill, thanks so much for spending some time this morning with Chef John Ash and me. I know you've got to get on the road and get going and start shopping and buying produce this morning.
Thanks. That was exciting. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks very much.
Good talking with you. Bill Cordell, part of the Tamales Mana family.
So, you know, during holidays, the place is insane. And you better get there at 6 o'clock in the morning, or you might not get what you want.
Absolutely. And you can order in advance, but you can order online. That's not set up. They have do such volume. But if you go in and make your order, it will be there when you go. Yeah. And of course, for any time, Cinco de Mayo, at Christmas time, forget about just showing up and getting tamales because they're all spoken for.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful. But we're pointing out that tamales are all year round. You don't need to wait
for a
special
occasion.
No, it's
not just a holiday food.
And that's why it was so exciting that National Tamale Day happens to be today. John, I want to mention this before we taste some more tamales. You sent me one of your favorite tamale recipes, and you have done so many tamale recipes over the many years that we've done the show together. You chose one, though, that you were particularly fond of, and it seems like one of the most simple ones.
Yeah.
It's a fresh, sweet corn tamale with corn pepper cream. Could you talk about the recipe?
Well, I think you described it. It's it uses fresh corn in addition to the masa dough to make the the outside of it to do it, and then it's just a simple kind of cream reduction that you put on at the very last moment that is really good. I like doing, you know, and part of the thing about making tamales is, for anybody who's ever attempted it, you know, it's kind of a process. You know, it can take some time, and this is one that doesn't take a lot of time.
Well, it goes together very quickly. It's the chicken stock, canola oil, a little butter, some garlic, some mint, some basil, black pepper, a little baking powder, jalapeno chili, and the masa harina. Mm. Does it matter what brand of masa harina we buy?
No, it doesn't. Okay. The one you buy in the market
is fine.
Yeah.
And fresh corn, I guess in a pinch, you could use frozen corn?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it goes together very quickly. Of course, the masa chili, the baking powder is what you add that to give that a little bit of lift. And then the paddle, is it better to have a Mixmaster, a K KitchenAid and mixture for that?
Well, it makes it easier, but you don't have to do it. You know, I know when I've been in Mexico, people do it by hand.
Oh, sure, they do. Yeah. You beat this till it's fluffy, and then you beat in the chicken stock and the corn puree, the corn kernels, until it's slapping around. And then you cover it, allow it to absorb the liquids. The dough should be soft, but not sticky.
Yeah.
And then you soak those corn husks. Can you get those in Mexican markets?
Yeah.
And then we add our filling, and we steam these. Do you have a special tamale steamer that you use?
Yeah, and you can also buy that at a Mexican market, and they're not expensive. And you can get small ones, big, giant ones, depending on how many you think you're going to make at a time. But they're great for – I actually use my tamale steamer for steaming fish and stuff like that. So you can use it for more than just tamales.
So more than a one-use tool.
Yeah.
So you steam these for about an hour, folded side down, and then you unwrap them and you pour this wonderful sweet corn cream over the top. Oh, gosh. I am ready to sample some tamales. We'll take a break, and we're going to do a shout-out for the rest of the beautiful homemade fresh tamales that we picked up this morning before the show. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Coverage you can count on.
Not only the news, but perspective, too.
KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
When you're looking for a dining experience that's packed with flavor and fun, look no further than Simmer Claw Bar. Southern-style boils with a Cajun twist are their specialty, and they're confident you'll love them as much as they do. But they're more than boils. If you're a seafood aficionado or just want to try something new, Simmer Claw Bar has something for everyone. Don't wait. Come on down and discover the flavors of the Bayou at Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
Hi, I'm Patty Manett, manager of the Healdsburg branch at Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we know Sonoma County. We also know it's a tough housing market. If you're looking for a local mortgage expert, our in-house loan consultants are here to help. Swing by today and let's talk mortgages. Exchange Bank, where your home story begins. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and MLS number 643948. All loans subject to credit approval.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the Feed Store in Sebastopol. Starting March 14th through June, the Feed Store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them, most especially the years and years of knowledge for knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The Feed Store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days!
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
longest running radio food program. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. It's 1987. We're celebrating National Tamale Day today. And which tamale from Tamales Mana have you tried, John?
I'm munching on the red pork.
Ooh.
So it's the pork that's been cooked down and then shredded and uses a red chili sauce.
How is that?
It's really good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I just tried the jalapeno cheese. And at first I was a little hesitant about trying the jalapeno, but you pointed out that they use a larger jalapeno and it's milder.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you go into the market, it's something to remember. The little green jalapenos are just hotter than hell. But the big fat ones are typically not as hot.
The other contributors this morning that brought us tamales, here's Max's tamales. And this is Maximino Salazar. He is from Mexico City and is in Santa Rosa down in the Roseland area. And he sells his tamales in a couple places on Sebastopol Road. And then that's right next to El Favorito, by the way. And another on Corby Avenue. They have chicken in green and red sauce, pork in both sauces. Rajas with cheese. Rajas is Mexican for raisins. Raisins.
Yeah.
And then beans with cheese and corn and raisins. And they do take orders on the phone. You can find them online. And we have the elote, which is the corn tamales, and the chicken mole. And that's Max Salazar right there on Sebastopol Road. You really can't miss it.
It's worth a trip down Sebastopol Road.
Tamale
because,
crawl.
Because there are lots of tamale makers down there.
Yeah.
Some, I think they buy them from other people, but they're still all great.
They're all great. Then a little bit further down, we're talking within 10 or 15 seconds of each other, you can find Tamales Magos. And this is from Carmen Castillo of Tamales Magos. And she makes a tamales with chicken and green sauce and red sauce, pork in both sauces, peppers with cheese, strawberry with raisins, chicken and pork and red sauce wrapped in banana leaves, and camparado and arroz con leche. And she said, I put magic in my dough, is what she says. 7 days a week, she said, even if it's raining or it's hot. And they're right next to the gas station located at 921 Sebastopol Road. It's right in front of the Roseland Elementary School, right across the street. And she starts at 5 a.m., like most of these folks. My gosh. What a grueling life.
I know, but they only work part of a day.
Oh, that's true. They're done by 11. Then they got the rest of the day off. And then here's one of what was a late entry to the tasting this morning. And this was from a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. Some people, actually Rachel said that these style tamales are her favorite, the Oaxacan style. And this is called Tamales Huarquinos. And I love their slogan. It says, keep calm and chingate un tamal, which means I tried to ask Bianca, who's the owner. I said, what is chingate? She said, well, it doesn't really translate to English. And I said, does it mean like to chill out? And she said, like chill out with a tamale. So it's funny because she pointed out, she said, my mama is right down the street. So we mentioned, John, earlier that these are kind of all family affair places.
Yeah.
So her mom is right next door to her selling from MAGA. And that's her mom.
Yeah.
So they're right in front of the Metote a parking lot from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. And these are a little different because, as you see, you know, they're wrapped in banana leaves.
Yeah, which gives them a special flavor. Take a bite.
See what you think. And she gifted us with, let's see, these are chicken red epazote. Molly, tell us about epazote.
So epazote is an herb that is used. It has a very special flavor. And you can buy it generally in markets, in Mexican markets. But it gives I don't know how to describe it. It's something you know, mint-like and all of that stuff, but it gives a very special flavor.
It's complex, and she also gifted us with a chicken salsa verde. Mm. Oh, I love salsa verde. So listen to these flavors. Chicken black mole, chicken red epazote mole, chicken salsa verde, pork salsa verde, beans and queso fresco, peppers, cheese, and epazote, and corn elote. So they do this style of Oaxacan style of moles, and they make these moles. How labor-intensive to make these moles for all of these tamales. So we're going to take a break so we can taste a couple more tamales. And then we're going to shift directions because this weekend is also the Jewish holiday called Purim. And we have celebrated Homentashen on the show, which is the wonderful little pastry cookie, a few times over the years. And we thought, well, they coincide. Mm-hmm. Here we have Purim meets National Tamale Day. I love the coexistence of both of these.
Wouldn't that make a great meal? So you could have tamales and finish it off with some Homentashen.
And we'll talk to a couple local bakers that are featuring Homentashen on their menu here in Sonoma County this weekend. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
You're in charge of a huge event, and everything's ready, except one thing.
Flowers?
No. How do you protect attendees? Santa Rosa's SoCo Private Security provides peace of mind for the smallest private event to the largest fairs and festivals. SoCo Private Security guards have the training and apparel to make your special event special. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
I'm KSRO's Dale Trucios with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Expect some showers today with possible thunderstorms, maybe a quarter of an inch of rain, high of 56, 51 along the coast, wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, showers likely tonight, low 44 degrees. Mix of clouds and sunshine for Sunday, high of 63, 58 along the coast. Monday, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. On FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9. KSRO.
Well, it's taken me probably a little bit more than 3 minutes to reset my palate. Because we just, we just tried a wonderful chili verde, the green sauce from the Joaquinos, and then we tried this fabulous one from Joaquinos also. They're really good Oaxacan-style tamales. So I took a sip of water, and now since it is Purim this weekend, we thought we'd talk to a couple of our great bakers.
So what is Purim?
Well, you know, I think I know what it is, but I'm going to have the Homentaschen maker on the show right now, and that's Nicholas Abrams, whose family owns Ethel's Bagels. He and his wife and son operate this fabulous new bagel standalone restaurant in Petaluma. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back. Boy, you were just a youngster when we first met you back, what was it, 2020 or so, when you were delivering bagels door-to-door?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was when we were first created, Ethel's Bagels.
Yeah, and we had
you. We were delivering.
And we had you in the studio and tasted your bagels, and both John and I said,
they were
wow.
dynamite.
They were dynamite.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So what makes a great bagel? Because, you know, a lot of the commercially made bagels on the market aren't very good.
A great bagel will have high protein flour, some malt flour in that, and then it has to be boiled. There's no way around it. A lot of the commercial bakeries will steam their bagels, and it's just not the same.
And the choice of flours, that's important?
Yeah, you need that high protein flour. That's what gives it the chew that everyone is looking for.
Whose do you use?
And then the boiling is what gives the crispy outside.
Whose flour do you use?
We use Keith Justo's Bakery Supply or Central Milling.
In Petaluma?
Yeah, about 2 blocks from our restaurant.
So I think you told us back in 2020 there really was an Ethel.
Yeah, Ethel was my grandmother. And she used to, you know, entertain the grandchildren, and we'd go down there and spend time, and she would have these big spreads with a bunch of different food items on the table, from bagels to lox to smoked rockfish. Even Homentaschen was on there.
Did you ever bake Homentaschen with Grandma Ethel?
No, that was one thing we didn't do. We went around to the various L.A. delis and tried them all.
So you did try Homentaschen in Southern California. Did you grow up in Southern California?
I spent some time there. I kind of grew up all over the place, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, from Santa Cruz to Squaw Valley.
Oh, and the history of Purim, I like most holidays that are religious holidays, it celebrates freedom, is my understanding. And there was a dictator, I understand, named Haman, correct?
Yeah, I thought he was one of the representatives for the Persian king, or queen, sorry.
Right, I think he maybe was the prime minister or something like that. I'm not sure what official title he had.
Yeah, and he basically saw the Jews kind of excelling and wanted to do something about that, and went to the queen and mentioned this, and she basically turned around and said, well, wait, did you know that I was Jewish? And he was like, oops.
And was this Lady Esther?
Yes.
Okay, I've read the story. Yeah. So Lady Esther is part of the story, too. So how did the cookie come about?
As far as I know, basically in celebration for, you know, the demise of Haman, or the execution, however you want to call it, they celebrated, and cookies became part of that celebration as time went on.
They relate to a time of the year, to Purim.
Yes.
And that's when you see them. But you see them now often, especially in Jewish bakeries, all the time. They'll offer them.
Yeah, that's because they're so good. People wanted them more than just at one time a year.
And the unusual thing is they're a three-cornered cookie. And that, I guess, has some symbolism?
Well, there's lots of different theories. Some say it's because of Haman's hat that he wore. But then I heard that wasn't true because that hat wasn't around during his time. Some say it's because of the, sorry, I can't remember exactly, but it's the religious people that were in the area at that time. So the three corners represent different religions.
Well, it's a very unique looking cookie.
It's like a thumbprint cookie also, the filling, which can be jam or poppy seeds or any of it, is visible, so you can see it.
Yeah, exactly. Very similar to a thumbprint cookie or a one of the jammy cookies in England.
What flavors do you use down at Ethel's Bagels?
This year we are making the traditional poppy filling, which is like a poppy custard.
John, did you try that one yet?
I didn't try that one.
Okay.
I just tried the apricot, which is because I love apricot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the chocolate hazelnut.
Chocolate hazelnut. Mm. Did you try that one yet?
No, John? I only tried the apricot.
Wow. So
we have to get off the air.
So John, before we came on the air, did try the apricot one. And he said, before we came on, he said, the crust is fantastic. So how do you make this
lots of butter.
I was going to ask what the secret is. Well, it's sturdy, but it's delicate at the same time.
Yeah, it's like a shortbread cookie, but a little more delicate, making it very hard to form, especially getting those three corners. But it's delicious, and it is that crumbly texture, and then we egg wash it here.
So how long will you be selling these?
We're selling them just through the weekend.
Okay. So if somebody wants to try one of these little beauties, they need to get there.
And then we are selling them at the farmers markets. Where tomorrow we're going to be in Kensington. Today we're down in Larkspur Landing, and then all the profits from the Hamantash and cookies will be donated to the World Central Kitchen.
Oh, fantastic! So how many cookies are you making? Just out of curiosity.
We made anywhere between 300 and 400, I would guess.
And what does a cookie cost?
A cookie is $3.50.
Okay.
A lot of hand labor involved in these cookies.
Yeah.
But it's worth the drive to Petaluma.
And would you just speak about, people are not familiar with this organization, where the profits will be going to?
World Central Kitchen is an organization that is basically goes around the world feeding people who are in need. His name is escaping me right now.
Is it Jose Andres?
Yes, Jose Andres is the one who founded it and organized it. And they go into various areas that are in need with famine or what's going on. I know they're going into Gaza at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
So this is Hamantashen for a good cause.
Yeah.
So where are you located?
We are located at 1000 Clegg Court in Petaluma. It's on the east side.
And so you would get off what, Highway 101, Petaluma Boulevard North?
No, you get off towards Pengrove.
Or Pengrove, actually, depending which way on 101.
Depending on which way, and then you would turn around and come back like a U-turn.
Great. What are your hours?
We're open 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay, so you have today to go get your Hamantashen and pick up some bagels, too. I picked up some gluten-free bagels, which are spectacular, by the way.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed them.
And tomorrow, 7 to 3. And, you know, your Hamantashen purchase will go to a good cause. Thank you so much, Nicholas. It was great talking with you. And as soon as we hang up, we're going to try the chocolate hazelnut Hamantashen, okay?
Sounds great. Great talking to you guys, too. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll come back and we'll talk to another Hamantash master baker, this one based in Santa Rosa. It's Purim weekend. It is Hamantashen celebration following our wonderful National Tamales Day celebration earlier in the show. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash.
Delivering the facts.
Source I can trust.
KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma.
The Country Summer Music Festival, presented by Bud Light, celebrates its 10th anniversary, June 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Country summer favorites, Old Dominion and Little Big Town, return as headliners.
I don't want to be a one-man band.
I was born and raised in the boondocks.
And Jordan Davis headlines the Chevy Silverado stage for the first time. Plus, Brett Young.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat.
Jody Messina.
Heads Carolina.
Walker Hayes.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Maddie and Tay, and many more. June 14th to 16th. 3-day passes on sale now at countrysummer.com. Brought to you by Bud Light, Bay Area Chevy Dealers, Kendall Jackson Wines, River Rock Casino, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Sonoma Clean Power, and Jack Daniels. Live freely, drink responsibly.
Right now, there are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market. To help you navigate the busy spring market, meet the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team, the Norman Home Team.
This is Allison Norman. When you work with the Norman Home Team, you get my nearly two decades of experience in all areas of residential real estate, including senior relocation, trust and probate, veterans, investors, and land. Stephanie brings valuable insight to help our millennial and Gen Z buyers.
I'm Stephanie Norman. I've worked in and around real estate for over 14 years. Now, as a licensed real estate agent, I can help our buyers and sellers through the entire transaction.
Picture this, a team with a wide range of expertise, a seasoned negotiator, and a tech-savvy millennial with a shared passion for real estate. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
Hi, I'm Dan Riley, manager of the Rohnert Park branch at Exchange Bank. We know that growing your business comes with a lot of hurdles. Working with an experienced banker who understands your unique business banking needs, be it a line of credit, a business loan, or merchant services, means you have a partner by your side who can help clear those hurdles. At Exchange Bank, we're here to help. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
This is Michael O'Shea personally inviting you to Malm Fireplace Center, sponsor of the Warriors. I own an Enviro fireplace from Malm. They also stock Regency fireplace products, Yodel, and Town and Country luxury fireplaces. And Malm is fully stocked with replacement parts. Malm Fireplace Center's family owned since 1960. They build relationships with their customers, and I know that from personal experience. Malm Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa, on the web at malmfireplacecenter.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. And there are more Homintoshans to be tasted this morning on the this Purim weekend. Amy from the wonderful Marla Bakery. Her and Joe Wolf were in the KSRO kitchen with John and me. They moved up from San Francisco a while ago, opened up their bakery concern up in Windsor, and recently relocated, actually in addition to, took over a wonderful little shop on Davis Avenue in Santa Rosa, and at the new Marla Bakery's there. Good morning, Amy. Oh, there we go. Good morning, Amy. Okay, we're going to have to, let's see, get her back. We'll see about getting her back. Is that her? I'm not sure. We lost her. Hi, is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Amy. Okay, we got you back. John, Ash, and Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's hello. It's Purim madness this morning.
That's it. We'll blame it on that.
So tell us about where you first experienced the joys of Homintashen.
Well, you know, it's funny because I got to say, so I am the non-Jewish member of our family. Joe, my husband, is the Jewish member. So Purim, I really experienced once we had kids and they were going to a JCC preschool. And so that's kind of where I first learned about Purim because it's a big, fun holiday. You dress up in costume. Yeah, so that was my first experience. And, of course, there's a sweet cookie that goes along with it, as it should. So that was my first experience with Homintashen as well.
Have you always had Homintashen on the menu in San Francisco?
We didn't. We did it every once in a while before we had kids. But then again, once we had kids, we started to introduce them.
And do you only have it on the menu this weekend?
Yep, that's it. It is for Purim and Purim only.
How many flavors are you doing?
Right now, we're doing the traditional poppy seed flavor, and then we're also doing an apricot jam. I have some apricot preserves that I made back when apricots were in season, and I have enough, so that's what we're using.
So, John, you had just tasted the poppy seed.
Yeah, so the question was, is there something else in the poppy seed? Could it be raisins or something?
There is honey. Uh-huh. So you've got honey, and it's almost like a slight custard, so there's egg as well. So you make almost like a custard base and hold it. So you get that richness.
They're delicious.
Because John mentioned to me, he said, I taste the poppy seed, but he said it's richer. It has a richer texture to it.
Yes. I like this filling a lot because it does have that richness. Poppy seeds are wonderful, but a whole mouthful of this poppy seeds, maybe not what I'm going for.
So talk about the development of your dough. It's very tender, but yet sturdy.
Mm-hmm. So this is this dough is similar to a sugar cookie dough. There's no leavening in this dough, so there's no baking soda or powder. There is egg, so you do get a little bit of rise from the egg and the richness as well, and of course there's butter. But without the leavening, you get to hold it, holds its shape better, so that when it bakes, because you do want to keep that triangular shape, of course. That's the beauty of the Homintashen.
So the significance of the triangular shape is what?
Well, so here's the thing, because I did some deep digging into this because I realized I myself didn't know. And like so many things, there's about 6 or 7 competing stories. So I had always heard that it's like Haman's hat, Haman being the evil, sinister villain of the Esther story, which is what Purim is based on. And I actually, when I read into it, they pointed out that a triangular hat was in fashion in the colonial times, and the time of Esther would have been many, many hundreds of years before then. So it's kind of one of those where one person says it's named after Haman's pockets, and then another says it's actually Haman's ears that you eat. And then another says that it's actually based on the three ancestors that Esther pulled strength from. So I think what it is, like so many things in holidays, is you have a really amazing cookie, and you attach symbolism to it, and it becomes kind of synonymous with the holiday.
When are you open, and where are you located?
We are open. We opened our Railroad Square Cafe just off of Railroad. We opened at the end of October here. And so we've got Homintashen there through the weekend. We are open on the weekend days 9 to 3, and then Thursday and Friday 8 to 3. And we'd love to see anybody and everybody. And then next week, of course, because we are both faiths and both. I basically any excuse I had to make something delicious for a holiday, I'm going to take it. So next week for Easter, we've got hot cross buns as well.
Fabulous. Amy Brown from Marla Bakery with locations in Windsor and also here in Santa Rosa, and you'll find them at other places too. Thanks for sharing some Homentoshin with us and your story as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
You bet. We'll be back right after these messages and one final Homentoshin to taste.
Yeah,
quickly.
Here you go.
Okay,
so you have to try this.
I will.
Making you smarter.
It tends to make me feel a little bit more intelligent.
KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Oh, I'm Laura. Before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Catelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
Okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
E-O-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me!
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. They're ready to help with your shower door, window, and glass projects. DJ's is a certified Milgard window dealer with in-house installers. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa. Online at DJsGlass.com.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the Feed Store in Sebastopol. Starting March 14th through June, the Feed Store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them, most especially the years and years of knowledge for knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The Feed Store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days!
Well, we have one more Homentoshin to try, and this is from Mrs. Grossman's Noshery in Railroad Square in downtown Santa Rosa. Terry and Mark Stark, owner of Mrs. Grossman's and Bar in Santa Rosa, and Terry grew up eating Homentoshin, she tells me, growing up in the South Bay, and before they started Mrs. Grossman's, they went to Brooklyn, New York to do research and development. Remember when they were on the show?
Yeah.
And she said, yes, we spent a lot of time finding the best cured meats, and we ate a lot of rugelach and Homentoshin. And she told me Mark did his own version, as close to an original as one as possible. She said, as best as he could. She said, I was unsure whether anyone would buy them on a daily basis, but I was clearly wrong. Our flavors are raspberry, our poppy seed, and apricot. And on an average day, we sell several dozen a day.
Wow.
But during the Jewish holidays, we sell 7 to 10 dozen a day, over 100 cookies a day. So how about that? Mm. Clearly a market for Homentoshin, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back in the KSRO kitchen next week. I'm Steve Garner for John Ash. Thanks for listening.
Sonoma County's News Talk, K245DJ, Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO, Santa Rosa.